Listening, Unit 11, page 142. D.
You will hear three short segments from a radio program. After each talk, you will hear some questions. From the three answer choices given, A, B, or C, you should choose the one that best answers the question according to the information you heard. Segment 1.
Dan, this is your third Tough Mudder race. What exactly is it all about? Is it just running in muddy conditions?
Not in the slightest. In fact, mud is the least of your worries. It's more of an obstacle course over a distance of 10 to 12 miles. As you run, you come across a number of challenges, such as swimming across ice baths, swinging across buttered monkey bars, and running through a field of live wires. The event was the brainchild of a British Special Forces agent who wanted an alternative to ordinary, dull marathons. And I can assure you, in Tough Mudder, there's never a dull moment.
From what I gather, it's not all serious stuff, is it?
That's right. Having fun is much more important than winning. In fact, contestants would rather help each other out than fire on towards the finishing line. So there's a real sense of, we're all in this together. Also, contestants often wear ridiculously funny costumes. After the race, they even get mohawk haircuts.
Segment 2.
Gemma, you're only 15 years old, but you've been competing nationally as a gymnast for 5 years now. How did you get started?
Actually, it's 4 years now. My first national competition was when I was 11. Before that, I had only competed locally. But to answer your question, my aunt was a gymnast, and I remember admiring photos of her in action, as well as her collection of medals and trophies when I was very young. I would think to myself, that'll be me one day. Luckily, my parents agreed to sign me up for classes at my local gym, but I found them a bit boring. They just weren't challenging enough. So, my aunt agreed to be my personal coach.
What's it like having a family member as a coach?
It has its ups and downs, I suppose. It's really important for a competing gymnast to trust her coach, so I know I'm in good hands. My aunt has got my best interests at heart and knows just how far I can go. If I'm not ready to compete in an event, she won't let me. She'll put me on a realistic training program that fits in with the rest of my life.
Do you ever worry that she doesn't push you hard enough?
Not at all. She's not a soft touch. If anything, I'm the one that takes advantage of our relationship and try to wriggle my way out of the odd training session. But she never lets me stray from the path.
Segment 3.
Sport today is ridden with many ills. Doping of athletes and hooliganism are just two of the most prominent. Jack Farley is a reformed football hooligan. Jack, what made you get out?
It was after a big European match in Milan. Me and the rest of the gang caused a bit of a stir-up in the stand. Nothing too serious, throwing chairs and bottles, that kind of thing. We knew the real action would take place later outside the stadium. What we hadn't bargained for was that the Milan gang would have us trapped in the streets, and we were outnumbered by about 4-1. To cut a long story short, in the mayhem, me and my best mate Sean landed in hospital with severe injuries. That was a wake-up call for me.
But what has this kind of violence got to do with sport?
Oh, I don't know. It's a tribal thing, I suppose. It's about showing you're superior to the enemy. Once the adrenaline gets going, there's nothing that can stop you. Before Milan, I used to thrive on that feeling. Now I get more of a kick out of trying to convince those still in the game to seek help. It's funny, because I'm even helping those who used to be on the other side of the fence. I know I can never make up for all the damage I've done, but I guess I've come to realise that the differences I used to think were between us are false. We're actually more alike than we think.